another exciting episode on the Cybe Exhibit podcast brought to you by Cycoffer.ng. Leveraging cybersecurity practices to mitigate and prevent cyberbullying is the topic for today. And I have an awesome guest with me. Her name is Loveline Kashomo. I'd love to call her Loveline K. Loveline is an IT leader with over 14 years of experience in network engineering, operations, IT security, and customer stakeholder management. Our experience is gleaned across several top-tier digitally led companies across the technology and financial industries. She spent the last 7 years developing innovative solutions and strategies to drive operational excellence within the organizations she has worked by setting up, managing, and leading cross-functional teams to achieve digital transformation, revenue growth, cost savings, and an enhanced overall productivity for the businesses. Loveline, please introduce yourself to the listeners.
Thank you very much. Hi, everyone. I'm very happy to be here on this platform. Of course, like you've done the introduction already, my name is Loveline Kashomo, and I'm here to talk about cybersecurity and how we can help prevent, you know, cyberbullying. Cyberbullying is big because a lot of people fall victim of it every now and then. I mean, so essentially we just want to dissect what cyberbullying is, how can we as individuals help ourselves, and how can we use cybersecurity best practices to avoid this or avoid ourselves from being victims of cyberbullying. Cyberbullying can have very long-reaching effects on the victims, right, in terms of psychological and even physical damage to the persons that fall victim. So it's a very important topic, and I'm quite excited that you chose this as your a topic to start off with. So that's it. I think I've introduced myself and introduced the topic, so let's get to it.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, so briefly, I want you to introduce the listeners what cyberbullying is, types, and what dealing with cyberbullying feels like.
Okay, so I want to use a popular or something I think everyone can relate to, right? I've seen a couple of notable persons go online to post disclaimers about fake pages. You see some person that just signs on or creates a profile that is identical to yours. They use your profile picture, they use your name, but they are careful enough, and then they just change maybe one letter or elongate a letter. So you see a lot of things like Davido, or, you know, so many fake pages, right? And for people that even, I mean, it's very easy to fall victim to such, both for the direct victim, that is the person whose page they are impersonating, and then the general public, because you're following a page and then you think that it is the person you intend to follow, not knowing that it's an impersonator. And so that's one, or that's just an example of cyberbullying and how that can be bad on the victim. That's the direct victim, the person whose page is being impersonated. Is they put out messages, they put out information in your name, whereas you're not the one. So I've seen, you know, people post to say, hey, this page is not me, I'll never request you to pay money for this and that. And usually that's the target, right? People just want to defraud other people. I think human beings are generally good, but we just have some people that are selfish and just want to exploit other people. Yeah, so, you know, they would usually want to monetize the influence that this popular person has. And so they're creating a fake page and then telling you, oh, okay, I have something to offer, you need to pay to this account or stuff like that. So, I mean, it can be very devastating. So imagine if the owner of the page, right, you don't have anything to do with it, and then maybe someone calls you. I've seen cases where this popular blogger, right, Gist Lover, came to say, hey, I'm not the one you're chatting with, though. So somebody got supposedly enlisted the services of Gist Lover, right? And then the person had paid into that account, and then he's now coming on Gist Lover's page to say, hey, I've paid, and then you've not rendered the service. And the guy goes, I'm like, I don't know you, like, it's not me, okay, this is not my page, you know. So I mean, how can it's for the victim, the direct victim, you feel so upset, like, why would someone use your name and then, you know, making money off you? And it could really be an emotional trauma for the person when it happens. So things like that, I mean, we do not, well, they're not things that you should take lightly and should avoid as best as possible, and then employ measures to make sure that you don't fall victim as such.
Oh, thank you very much for that. So, how do you think we can protect online identity and reputation?
Okay, so this one, I mean, well, there are so many ways, but one of the first things we would usually advise here or in cybersecurity would be, you have to protect your online identity. That's the very first step. And how do you protect your online identity? Make sure that, so one good thing that social media platforms like Twitter and co, they allow for verification, right? So, I mean, you should know that if your page is verified, if you are a notable person, you are a number one target for these types of things, and you should be, what's the word now? You should be conscious and also mindful of that fact, and then know that people will want to exploit your notoriety, and so it's in your best interest to try to distinguish yourself and make sure that you get a verified page. For you to be notable, I'm sure that, I mean, Elon Musk's $8 per month will be chicken change for you, right? That's just that's a light note, but I mean, it's a token to pay for the damage that could come from it would definitely exceed that. So I mean, yeah. I think that's something that one can do, and so at least start with that to distinguish yourself, and then make sure that your followers know, your community, online community people, that your message is targeted at. They know your verified page and they know your authentic page. I mean, that's one about your identity. So make sure that you protect your identity. Make sure that you do not just out there. One other thing a lot of people do, I mean, if you have a website, some people, you should go ahead to, what's English now? Sorry, I forgot that. What's it called now? When you no, so like you have your name, for example, lovelynkashomo.com. Someone, if I don't go and secure that name and secure that URL, someone else will go and do it, right? Because I think this was what they did to Linda Ikeji some years ago, if I remember well, right? Her blog, yeah, because she did not, she didn't. I'm trying to look for the
maybe like trademark the URL.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Yeah. So because she didn't trademark that particular name, so then someone went ahead to do it, and her blog was down for quite a while before she was able to get it back up. And I can't even remember. Maybe she got the original one back, or maybe she had to start another one. But people that followed her well in those days, several years ago, I believe they would remember the story.
So those are. By fake pages that will rush to create
fake exactly. Exactly. So you need to get ahead of them, right? And make sure that you do all those things. So if you're starting a blog with your name, make sure that you go and sign up all the .coms possible, the .orgs of your name, so that nobody just goes to create one and then they're demanding money for you from you be able to get it back. Yeah. So I think
that we can call that ransomware.
Exactly, ransomware. That perfectly falls under ransomware. So because they want you to pay money to be able to get back your identity. I mean, that's so mean.
Very, very important. It's not something you want to do because you build.
Exactly. Yeah, you're welcome. So that's just one. One other thing I think that is very important is user education. Most of the time, the people that fall victim are the ones that are unaware of this problem in the first instance. So maybe people, I mean, it's a digital age. A lot of people are online these days, but I know that some persons are usually also targeted. If I remember, CyberSafe Foundation founder, right? Remind me.
Our founder?
Yes, our founder. I'm trying to remember. Sorry. That's bad on me too. Confidence, yes, I was trying to just remember. So I mean she told the story of her first program, which was No Go for Omaga, right? And she started that program because her mom fell victim of an online scam. So I mean sometimes they target the older generation, right? People that they know are not really online savvy. So if we try to educate them, so this means that as a Gen Z, make sure that you educate your older ones that are not Gen Z, that are millennials or your parents. Make sure that you educate them about these practices. And the funny thing is, a lot of them are now coming online, right? I know my mom has a LinkedIn page, although I don't think she uses it. Right. So my mom-in-law is very active on Facebook, you know. So, you know, they're coming online. You then need to educate them, help them realize that this their online presence can be exploited, and then, you know, teach them about safe practices and protecting their identity. Another very important thing in protecting one's identity is a lot of people share personal information online. You know, you post a picture and it has your address, or it has your phone number. I mean, you're opening yourself up to doxing. Yeah.
There's something cybersecurity professionals. Cybersecurity influencers are doing right now.
Okay.
How are you a cybersecurity professional? Are you making a video in your own showing like things that you use to indicate? I don't know if you get me.
Exactly where you are.
And you're making a video in your own. I can see some things I can play.
Yeah, so you know it's part of education, right? A lot of people don't realize it. Before I post anything online, I would usually check, right? Try my best to make sure that. So if maybe I'm doing a video, I would usually blow my screen, blow my background, or use a fake background, because you never know when you post something, someone will just go and zoom and then see something in the background that is not meant to be seen. So I mean, you have to be, yeah. And then some people post pictures with time and location stamp. Yes. So you're already putting yourself out there. Everybody knows things, and you're putting it on the internet where the world is, right? Anyone can track you. In fact, there was a story or sort of a video clip that showed how someone was targeted, and I think maybe she was kidnapped or something like that. So the story was more around, they just went on her page, Facebook page, and then picked different pictures, were able to identify her location, were able to identify maybe her siblings or somebody, some persons. And in fact, when I got very conscious of this, if you go on my Instagram page, I sort of deleted everything that had to do with my family from my page. So the only thing you would likely see there is myself, and you know, stuff maybe about work and all that, I tried, you know, to sort of demystify myself. I removed my kids from the page because I'm like, everybody knows, like, you just go there and you see this face and you're going to be looking for the child. And, you know, another thing, right, for parents, you know, I think it's just, we just have to be conscious, that's it, right? You unknowingly post pictures about your children, you've posted their school, anybody knows the school your child is in, so somebody wants to exploit you, they just, oh, that person's still in the school, and then they've seen the face of the child, and then they just go and, I mean, so it's unexhaustive, right? We can't talk about it in entirety, but we can just pick bits and pieces here and there and try to take precaution ourselves generally.
Thank you. Okay, so what cybersecurity practices can be implemented to, or can be put in place to curb cyberbullying?
Okay, so
cybersecurity professionals, or as non-technicals that can hire cybersecurity professionals to help them or something, just generally.
Okay, all right, great. So first of all, like I said, security is very important, so you would want to make sure that you, on your profile pages, be on your social media accounts, make sure that you have strong security measures in place, if possible, two-factor authentication. Most platforms provide this already by default, right? So make sure that you activate it. But the problem is, a lot of people don't activate it. So for example, WhatsApp, right? You don't realize that there is two-factor authentication. You should know and then go and activate it on your account, so that even if someone gets a hold of your mobile device, I mean, the two-factor will definitely reduce the chance of that account being hacked. So employ strong passwords. And when we say strong passwords, it's usually a mix of, you know, letters, numbers, characters, right? And then you make sure you vary it. Usually when you're setting a password, most of the platforms will even tell you strong password or weak password, or, you know, I mean, in fact, recently I previously used just a pattern on my phone. I had to, you know, be conscious enough to change this to a stronger password, because I'm like, someone gets a hold of this phone and I don't know, anybody can, maybe somehow it would only take an algorithm and a few trials of that algorithm to crack your password, right? But if it's stronger, it takes longer, right? And I mean, most of the time you are in a better place, because they'll rarely be able to crack the password. The longer it is, the more complicated it is, the more I mean, you know that you stand a better chance. So that's
it's easy to crack.
Very strong. And so that's on security. Also we deploy data encryption as well. So encryption ensures that even data is not transmitted in, you know, plain text, right? It's encrypted. So even if someone spoofs the data or spoofs the information, because it's encrypted, they're not able to. And a lot of platforms are also employing this. Recently, I believe WhatsApp put the information out there that data transmission is... Yeah.
You know, before I joined cybersecurity, I used to wonder, what's the point of this end-to-end encryption? But now, honestly, you cannot encrypt your app. I'm not going to join.
Yeah, definitely. Because, I mean, anyone can jump in the middle and try to spoof, right? But because it's encrypted, they're unable to make any sense of the information, and you know, you're protected in that way. So data encryption is very important. So employing strong encryption protocols helps to you know, discourage bullies from accessing or manipulating your private information. And the next one, I would say, so monitoring and reporting, right? So in a case where you notice or you see, for example, you've noticed this, that there's a fake page, go ahead to report such pages, right? And that is also very effective, thanks to most of the measures that the social media platforms have put in place, right? We've seen several cases where a page is reported and before you know, in 24 hours, it's brought down, right? So if you notice, in fact, I must confess, I've fallen victim also to a fake page back then in on Instagram, I don't know how many years ago. I wanted to buy a shoe, and then the shoe was very beautiful, and so I paid. Usually then I had this, okay, I think it was after that I made up my mind I was never going to do pay before delivery. That it's, if you cannot collect a payment on delivery, sorry, don't bring your product, tell me where your shop is, I'll come to your shop to come and buy. So I bought a shoe, and then the fellow agreed to take half of the money. It was a small amount at the time, so maybe that was why I'm like, okay, at least what's the worst that can happen? I can lose 2.5 now. Then almost 10 years ago, right? And so I paid the money, and that was how so it was on Instagram, and the page just blocked me, so I didn't see the page anymore, right? Like I was so upset with myself, and I wasn't really upset about the amount I lost. I was upset because I planned for that shoe. I had planned for that shoe. I was going for a party, so it was supposed to be the shoe I wear for that party. So I was so upset, but at least one thing I knew that I did was I used another account, and then I found the page, of course, I reported it, but I don't know if I didn't check again to see whether it was brought down. But I mean, if you find a page that you know is fake, please go ahead and report it, and make sure that you try to help someone else avoid falling victim to their gimmicks. Then okay, go ahead.
You can actually go ahead
and
give us another point.
All right, yes. So content filtering and moderation. I think we've talked about it, but in terms of cybersecurity tools, so there are tools that we could use for filtering content and moderation algorithms, that can automatically detect and flag potential harmful or abusive content, right? So I mean, advanced machine learning algorithms are available that can analyze language patterns and contextual cues that would identify cyberbullying incidents. So I mean, this is more of a proactive approach, because you're using those tools to try to identify harmful content, right? And things that would help to discourage cyberbullies from targeting you. So if you talk to a cybersecurity professional, they'll advise you on how to go about this, but there are tools available like that can help you. And then I've talked about education and more like digital literacy initiatives. So apart from talking about it, if you also find programs where these things are being discussed, you should take advantage of them, participate. You can learn one or two tips here and there about how you can protect your online identity, how you can prevent yourself from falling victim to cyberbullies and their gimmicks. Then of course, collaboration with law enforcement is very important. So some form of cyberbullying is or involves legal, or can be legal threats. So like you're threatening someone online, it's a legal offense, or it's an offense, right, that can be taken up legally, right? So and we've seen cases where persons put out fake stories and then they've had to go and recant, right? And then the person puts a video and is apologizing because the victim probably threatened them and maybe served them, or I mean, so you should be conscious of the information you put out there. If you are writing a story as a publisher or as a writer or blogger, make sure that you verify your stories. Don't put out fake stories about people, because that is also a form of cyberbullying. How can you go and say somebody did ABC when the person did not, and you don't even have any proof to back it up. So make sure you verify your story so that you do not have to face the law for it. But definitely that's one thing that victims of cyberbullying should definitely do. There was a time when I think a lady, I can't remember what she did against Davido, and everybody was on his side, like, please make her pay. And you know, if you teach someone a lesson, right, other people learn from that lesson and they know not to try you again. So you should not be afraid to take advantage of what is available legally, right?
Okay.
To avoid and prevent people from targeting us in their bid to exploit people online. So I think that at least sums it up.
And I was actually enjoying it. I didn't want you to stop.
Well, but we have to at some point.
Okay, so one last question to round up the show. Do you think cyber education for everyone will lead to a cyberbullying free internet?
Well, the truth of it is, I mean, as long as human beings remain human beings, we cannot really have an entirely cyberbullying free internet, because you would always have persons that will always go off. Everybody's going right, they will go left, right? But we can definitely do a lot to reduce and to mitigate the impact of it, right? Make sure that you don't fall victim. Basically, make sure that you avoid falling victim and also becoming a cyber bully, knowingly or unknowingly. Because sometimes some people don't really realize that that's what it is they're doing. Right, okay. They're just interested. Yeah, they just want to. I just want to make money. They say, I can impersonate this page. I can just quickly make one sharp money, sharp, sharp. Right? But when people are made to understand the fact that, I mean, there's no fast money anywhere, right? There's dignity in labor, right? There's you need to what's that song? South Sultan sang something around honest work. Right, it was South Sultan, I can't remember, but the musician, right, sang a song around honest work, right? I mean, you and the funny thing is, we're all human beings and we have conscience, right? Your conscience would always tell you, but most of the time people just ignore, you know, that feeling, and then like, oh, let me just do what I need to do. But it's always one principle I live with is, do unto others as you would have them do to you. So before you make a move, before you do anything, think about it. If I were in that person's shoes, would I like it if this was done to me? If you wouldn't like it, then do not do it to someone else. Yeah, it's as simple as that.
Thank you very much for your time. I had an amazing show. Thank you for your points. Now I'm more cyber verified to take my okay. So my key takeaway from everything that you said is that cyberbullying is dangerous. Cyberbullying is not a light matter. It needs to be taken seriously, as it does have a lot of dangerous effects on the victim. It disturbs the peace of mind of a person. Many people are known to experience depression after their cyberbullying.
Yeah.
We hope you answer us on before you are not trying to give us some.
Oh, definitely. definitely. Thank you so much.
Loveling, and thank you the listeners for listening all the way through. I appreciate you so much, and I hope that you take some valuable information from this episode and apply it in one way or another in your day-to-day habits.